Looks like baby vomit.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Mike, there's a whole lot of people that want to draw the comparison between one of the all-time great Jet quarterbacks, Joe Namath, and Chad Pennington. What impresses you about Chad?
I believe everything that anyone else has watched Chad play impresses me. The same thing impresses them. He's a quality, classy quarterback that has a touch on the football. He's not a thrower.
No!
Namath.
His mind is ahead of what the defense is. And if the Jets can support him, they will win the championship.
Joe, it's been a tough season for Jet fans. What does it mean to you now when the team is struggling?
I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling. What we know is we can improve. Chad missed. Chad Pennington, our quarterback, missed the first part of the season, and we struggled. We're looking to next season. We're looking to make a noise now, and I want to kiss you.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, a huge compliment. You know,
Joe Namath, part of the four-decade team. We'll see these guys at halftime.
All right. Thank you, Susie.
Joe's just a happy guy.
Isn't he?
He's just a happy guy.
Oh, boy, is he happy.
He's happy.
Hi there.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Nice ass.
I'm not happy.
They poke the bear. Don and Mike.
Why do you favor rape?
I like rape.
Why men's rooms?
That's not funny, Larry.
That was funny.
You're awful funny, aren't you?
We try to be funny. Well, let's see who's calling here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It's me.
Oh, I believe it's the Mr. Rogers guy.
Oh, Fred Rogers guy. Hi there.
Well, how are you?
I'm trying to figure out who this voice is.
Mystery call.
Yes, of course.
Who are you being today? Who's the soundboard you have?
Jack Walsh.
Oh, the guy from NBC?
No, the father from Meet the Parents.
Oh,
Jack Walsh is Robert De Niro.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Jinxy, right.
How are you, Mr. Falker?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, it's not Meet the Falkers. This is her parents.
I'll be watching.
Would you at least try maybe to consider another profession?
I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
You know who I am?
Oh, you're Fred Rogers, and, you know, Don was starting to talk to Robert De Niro, but we're both still very hungry.
My name is Rocky Balboa.
No, we don't like
we don't like sly.
We don't like sly.
We're actually just plain hungry.
What?
We're hungry for a snack.
Are you hungry?
Yes. very much so, Sly.
You know what we're hungry for, Sly.
You put my stuff on Skid Row.
What about Skid Row? I don't care about Skid Row. I just care about getting a snack.
Are you hungry?
I have nibbles, Greg. Can you milk me? All right, say it, play it, and go.
Can I ask you something?
Yes, Jack.
Have you ever watched pornographic videos?
Yes. Well, you have me hooked up to a lie detector. How am I supposed to answer that?
Yes.
Liar, whore, you know it.
I'm hungry when I'm watching pornos.
Why do you have to come here?
Because we want a snack.
Thanks.
A big snack.
Yes.
You don't know how hungry we are. Something salty.
I don't know what to say because I ain't never talked to no dog before, you know? You're really a loser.
We're not losers. We just want a salty snack in the afternoon.
Give us what we want.
A little crunch to it.
I'm officially retired now.
Either that or I want a nice woman, a lady.
A lady on the keyboard?
Is there a lady around?
Oh, thank you for telling me, Lady Elaine.
Yes. And what has that whore got for us?
What would you tell Lady Elaine?
Tell her to get that.
We're talking with her right now.
Get that big bowl in our hands right now.
We are hungry.
Where are you going?
Look, we want it now. Please give it to us.
Are you hungry?
Yes!
I was just making some popcorn.
Very good. Thank you.
There you go.
Yeah, worth it, Rob, right.
You know, we are the enablers.
That's yeah. True. And now, next time, he'll linger even longer.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike, both Hi. Rob.
Howdy.
I'd like to invite you to the pants party.
The pants party?
Yes, the pants party.
Now, is this like a thing, there's a party in my pants and everybody's coming?
There is a faggot.
I can't believe it. These guys are fags. These kids are fags. I can't believe it. Down. God damn it, they're fags.
Can anybody put a date on that joke?
What is he, a faggot?
How about today's date, Mike?
No, it's impossible to put the party in my pants and everybody's invited. I think that might be early 1970s, perhaps late 1960s. 35. There's a party in my pants and everybody's coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a party in my mouth and everyone's coming.
Mm-hmm. That was the modification of it,
very
right?
Very true.
Because that's popcorn.
There's a party in my butt.
I believe it was the philosopher Lady Elaine who once said,
there's a party in my butt, and everybody's coming.
You can make it your own.
That's right.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike, I love you guys.
Hi there. We love you, too.
You could even have a party in your ear if you want to.
Party in my ear, and everybody's coming, Mike.
I can't believe you guys. Mike, you like all the best TV shows. I love it when you talk about TV.
Well, like what? What's one that comes to mind?
Well, I mean, he even likes weird stuff that you wouldn't think he's like, that he would like Human Weapon or Survivor Man, or I even heard him say he likes a little UFC every once in a while.
Yeah,
well,
I like
all that. Well, he's right here. You're speaking.
Yeah, why are you talking? I mean, you said that to me, and then you started talking like I'm not here.
Well, I just can't believe it. I'm just loving you guys ever since the beginning, and I'm loving you more and more.
Well, we're loving you lots and lots.
We feel the same.
Well, listen, guys. Sacramento loves you, and Eric Gonzalez.
Oh, dear.
Sacramento, bye-bye.
Here I was being friendly. Man, oh, man, I didn't even have my popcorn yet.
Howdy, Donaldo y Miguel. For our Spanish-speaking friends.
Bueno, Arbusto.
You know, all the shows he mentioned, like Survivor Man, they're all on the PBS station in Sacramento.
Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's up?
Not much. What's going on?
Besides being a great song by Marvin Gaye, not much.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say hello, Radio Gods.
Well, hello to you.
I would change, you know, I was just thinking about Survivor Man, and there is I do like that show, but there's one thing about the show I would change. I would say, and this, I'm the last person that should say this, but when they tape that show, when they take the camera out in the middle of nowhere and they have to survive for days and days, I'd make one rule, no bitching. No bitching at all. See how they do then.
A new twist.
Yeah. Yeah. Like see it. How they do with no complaining. They can't complain about anything.
Well, then you're taking all the fun out, Mike.
I know. Because really, that's what kind of keeps them going. You know, well, I've been out here for 4 days and I didn't have any water and I've been eating termites and boy, I got a bitch.
What channel is that show on?
I have no idea. You know how I watch TV? I watch TV like a total moron.
Flip.
I think it's on Discovery, you know?
Logo.
Yes, they go to gay compounds
everywhere. Gay.
And try to survive.
Logo. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
I love Lamp.
What do you love?
I love Lamp.
You love Lamb. Mary had a little one. Fleece was white as snow.
Skirted over Venice.
I think that was some sort of code.
Mm-hmm.
Some sort of horrible code that we were experiencing.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Well, oh, hi. Oh, hello there.
Hey, how about that American Idol? One more night.
You done sneaked up on us.
One more night. We got American Idol.
He's excited.
I'm kind of looking forward to it. I'm not as excited as you are.
Oh, and he's gone.
That's all he had to say.
One more night.
He's gone.
We've got, especially, you know, with recently with the crap that's been on TV.
Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, I was trying to ask Don a question about American Idol since it's coming on again, his interview with Simon Cowell.
Well, again, everybody's speaking about us like we're not here.
Can you hear me?
Would you like to ask Don a direct question? You've got him on the line.
Hey, Don.
Yes, hello. Mr. Dumas.
Why of all people did you suck up to Simon Cowell when you interviewed him last year?
Because Simon Cowell is a great broadcaster, a guy who tells it like it is. I love Simon Cowell. What's wrong with sucking up to him?
of all the people in the world, you usually give a great interview, Don, but this you had your nose so far up his butt, it was
right.
I felt bad for you.
You're still steamed
well,
about it.
I don't know how many months ago. Wasn't that like last year?
Yeah.
I'm sorry you held on to it that long.
No, I mean, obviously it's important to this guy, and who else have you interviewed that you've done that to? Did you get mad at yourself ever?
Mike, you were right there with Don. You were right there behind me. You had a big chocolate kiss coming off the end of your nose at the end of that interview.
Well, when was the last time you spoke with Simon Cowell?
Oh,
that would be never, Mike. That would be never.
Mm-hmm.
No interest.
But I'm
all right. I'll go a step. How about Paula Abdul?
I was
or Randy.
Terrific, but I just felt embarrassed.
Now, how about the last time you talked to Dunkelman? Let's really make it in your world. Or when's the last time you talked to that chick who just got her face all beat up on TV?
No, you know what? Let's stop this fooling around here and get right to the point. What's the last ass you kissed?
Like probably my wife.
And when did, do you remember the circumstances?
Oh, she was busting my nuts on something.
Oh, well, you're a pussy then. Because listen, that's a pussy move. If you had the chance to talk to Simon Cowell, the great Simon Cowell, mm-hmm. the great arbiter Simon Cowell, you, like Mike and I, would climb up there, and you'd have the brownest of brown noses.
Yeah, we set up furniture in there. And if we could have stayed there longer, we would have stayed there longer despite the smell.
We'd live in his bung.
I feel bad for you, Don. I thought you usually give a great interview, but
yes, you're not hearing us. You're not
again,
hearing us. That
you know,
was a great interview
yes.
because we set up house, we got the curtains done, we put up our artwork, and we lived inside of his colon.
Your criticism is falling on deaf ears, for I am in love with Simon Cowell.
And you know what? You can criticize, but it was far too pleasurable an experience
yeah.
just getting him on the show
and
for us to respond to your slings and arrows.
If I could be so bold as to say, I do believe, even in that brief entendre that we had, he took a liking to us.
I think he did, yeah.
I believe he said he had a nice time and he called us boys.
Mm-hmm. Said something it would have been much more interesting if you had treated him like you did Jim Nance.
No, but Jim Nance is Jim Nance is someone that doesn't have like the number one television show, and we have to bring a little more to the table with Jim Nance.
And besides, we have a history of 10 years of yelling at Jim Nance mm-hmm. and talking with Jim Nance.
Jim Nance is more like a buddy.
Let it go, my friend. Besides, we never get any important interviews anyway, so don't worry about it.
Okay, but you took this criticism well. I give you that credit.
Well, you did too about the thing with your wife and all that. You know, try to stand up to her a little bit more.
Yeah, come on, be a man for God's sakes. What kind of pussy are you?
I will tell her that when I get home.
Very good.
Wait,
sure
really?
You will.
You know what you should do? Tell her the way Rob tells his wife.
Oh, and I have one more question. Seriously, since we've been able to get through this without a lot of screaming and yelling,
mm-hmm.
Was this really something that was sticking in your craw, or did you just have a pretty bad day at work today yourself?
Oh, it was such an awful interview. I felt so embarrassed for you that it stuck with me.
You know what? That answers the answer.
No, he had a bad day.
He had a horrible day at work.
Yeah.
Who kicked your ass at work today?
Where's that song, Bad Day, Robbie?
I didn't do anything at work today.
No, come on now. You know it's Monday. You had something's gone wrong.
Dude, we've done so many bad things on this show over the last 20 years.
But I mean,
I find it impossible to believe an innocuous love and kiss thing with Simon Cowell from like 8 months ago is stuck in your craw. There's got to be something else going on.
I mean, we've taken your criticism, and you know, we just want to know a little bit more about you. That's only fair when you're calling to slam us, and you know, because something happened. Did you did? God forbid you didn't get fired today.
Concerned
dude.
About you.
Where is the moment we need?
What?
I didn't do anything today.
Exactly.
What
well,
about
that's
yesterday?
That's probably like every day. But did somebody notice that today?
No, nobody noticed it today, but so I have to fire myself if that were to be the case.
Are you self-employed?
Yes, I am.
And what do you sell? What kind of widget do you sell?
I sell my own.
You had a bad day.
Home services.
Home services.
Home services? What is that?
Male prostitution?
I work as a lobbyist.
Same thing.
A lobbyist meaning like you meet... Meaning that you actually build like a lobby in a bank or an office building, right? You're like the guy that gets down on his hands and knees with caulk and tile. Either way, you've had a bad day.
You had a bad day. You everyone down. We love Simon Cowell, and it bothers you around. He's such a great man. He could bend me over a chair, and I'd look back and say, you got really dark hair. Kiss me, Simon. I love you, Simon. I love you, Simon. Take me, Simon. Take me, sodomize me, Simon Cowell. And then Brett Favre.
Ask Rob and Buzz what they thought about that interview.
I can tell you already, they've already told us it was brilliant.
As a matter of fact, who sent you the letter? I think I got the letter from Rob. Did Buzz call you personally that night?
No, a telegram from Buzz.
Right.
You got the letter from Rob.
Got the letter from Rob.
And I got the phone call from Joel Hollander, who was the president of CBS at the time.
And that was the only time.
Joel Hollander had a bad day, too.
That was the only time that he called. Saying how good it was.
The company right into the ground, and you started Jack FM, and you screwed it all around, and you did Free FM, and you didn't think at all, and now you're out there, and you don't even have a ball, and you're Joel Hollander, and we're still here, and you're not, because you had a bad day.
Would you admit that you've given other bad interviews in the past?
No.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever given a bad show in the past.
I've never
they've all been perfect.
Yeah. All right, well.
Who do you lobby for?
I have a couple Fortune 500.
Murphy Oil. Murphy's Oil is something that you buy in the store like to clean wood floors.
Murphy's Oil soap, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, I love Murph. My wife.
Are you lobby for Pine Sol? Mm-hmm. That's what I should have said, Pine Sol.
What was that, guys?
Were you turning the radio up to hear yourself?
Because you had such a bad day?
I had a nice day. I didn't do anything today.
Sure you did.
Well, that means you're probably not doing too well in the lobbyist business.
We love Simon Cowell.
The good ones I know have a very full calendar. Especially now, you know, with Congress back in and all. What's wrong with you?
You need Simon Cowell. You need him right now. You need the tight shirt. All you see is big mitts. You want to kiss his mouth. You want him to touch you in the place where food comes out. Simon, my man, I'm his bitch. I'll do it until he's not rich. I love Simon. I love Simon. And Simon loves me and Mike and Buzz and Rob and everybody but you. You had a bad day.
The next time you get Simon on the phone, just treat him like you do everyone else.
We love Simon. We love Simon Cowell.
You know, the next time we get him on the show, we're going to be nicer to him.
Dog's name Rover. And I said, bend me over. I love you, Simon Cowell. I'm glad your show is on. The guy on the phone is a stupid, stupid clown. Go see Billy Madison.
We love Billy Madison. You like Billy Madison. Go see Billy Madison.
Well, that's the only thing I really wanted to contribute.
Douchebag says what?
You didn't contribute anything. Criticism is never a contribution.
No.
Criticism, you obviously have an issue. Why can't you be honest? Why we're being honest with you. We're having fun here. Why can't you be honest and say, yes, I'm in a bad mood. That's why I wanted to call and get some of this negative energy out. That's why I called.
I didn't have a bad day, guys.
Oh, you're lying. You know, you're a lying lobbyist.
Let's pretend he's telling the truth. I think maybe there's another tack to be taken. I think the marriage is in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Don't you think? Because now he's on
his
way
home. Do we even know
home.
If the guy is married? He
said
something
he
about his
wife.
All
yeah.
right. How is the marriage? Is it on firm ground?
Oh, there's always troubles at the home front, fellas. You know.
Yeah. What I say.
Trouble always, fellas. Always.
Yeah, guys.
There's the bitterness.
Well, I'm sorry that we disappointed with the Simon Cowell thing last year.
Are you at home now?
No, I'm in the car.
Was the marriage easier before she got fat?
Oh, no, hip-hop abs, Rob.
Okay, I bet.
Uh-huh.
Well, that would make sense, though. He's on the way home when normally people are feeling pretty good, you know, about going back to the roost for a nice relaxing dinner and evening at home. But no, he's angry.
Right.
Angry at the wife.
Yep.
She hates him more than he hates her.
That's right. See, what we like to do when we get criticism, we like to do a little, you know, psychoanalysis, sir.
Any children?
Four.
Oh, no. Oh.
I'll tell you something. I don't want to fight,
but you just weren't
right. We are so good. You're so bad. We are great. We can take craps and make them smell like beautiful daisies. And we are good. And we are great. And our show is good. And we have a good time. And we screw around. And we do stuff on the radio that we want to do. And you're a douchebag. You're a douchebag. Hey, I'm feeling better. You're a douchebag.
I can tell I've gotten under your...
There you go, yes.
Bye!
Boy, I'm so mad.
Yep.
Oh, if you come down, I'll beat the crap out of you.
Stay with us. That's gone. I was going to say it was going to stay with us until the little second hand reached the top of the hour, but no, it's gone.
We're okay.
Incredibly angry.
Going home, four kids.
Well, no, just
if any of it was true.
He's just driving around. He's not going home. That's the problem.
I think we all know our interview with Simon Cowell killed.
It's fantastic.
It was great.
We won a major award. You know, Fragile.
You know who really liked the interview? His big bitch of a wife. All four bastards.
Well, she loves us.
His bitchly cowboy wife.
And she doesn't love us like love us on the radio. No. She loved us.
Yeah. All of us.
She loved us in an airtight way. And I think I can say that.
Yeah, sure you can.
The seal was not.
Okay. More like this. I wish this was television.
Now a pantomime.
Because then I can do the.
Oh, yeah.
That would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's it.
Mike is just portraying some FB in a movie where she's got guys.
With her eyes bugging out.
She's got guys in each hand. Uh-huh. She's got a guy under her from back.
Right.
Front.
Right. And one of the cake hole.
You know, just to see him out of context, Mike, you look like a very surprised person having a temper tantrum.
If you want to duplicate that at home.
Look how surprised you are.
Yeah. So that would be a pantomime of one girl satisfying five fellas?
Five gentlemen.
Five guys.
Five guys.
Five guys. Everybody here.
There's a plug.
Mm-hmm.
Great burger.
Good
and
burgers.
Able to do so because, you know, you don't count the nostrils.
Got to, and you don't have to face.
Right.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.